from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome once again in the Saviour's name. How little we realize the meaning of the word eternity. The whole time between the creation of the world and the ending of it wouldn't even make a day in eternity. In time, eternity is just like the infinity of space, whose center is everywhere and whose boundary is nowhere. And here on Let the Bible Speak, we are bringing to you the Word of God, and we're preaching that Word with eternity's values in view. You can only be saved in time, not in eternity. There's no opportunity when you pass out of time and into God's eternity. Therefore, make certain that it's well with your soul. Make certain that you're saved by the grace of God and ready to face eternity when the call comes to you. Bringing us God's Word today is the Reverend Ivan Foster, and here he is.
Good morning and welcome to another Bible study. We're in the Gospel of Mark in the chapter 4, and I want us immediately to read some verses together. After that, I'm going to play a lovely hymn sung by the old-fashioned Revival Hour Quartet, men who served the Lord way back in the 30s, but whose singing has been reissued on a CD disc. So, let's turn to Mark's Gospel. Now let's read from verse 14, where you have the Saviour explaining what he was meaning when he taught them by the parable of the sower. Here's what he says, verse 14. The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth, for the word's sake immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word. And the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Now, let's have that beautiful hymn sung for us by the old-fashioned Revival Hour Quartet, and the hymn is called, O Love That Will Not Let Me Go.
Back the light.
love of God fasten itself upon our hearts and take a grip upon our lives as we listen to the gospel this morning. We have read the Saviour's explanation of his parable. And of course, whenever you have a difficulty understanding the Word of God, it's always wise to go to Christ. But more about that in a moment. Let's notice from this parable that preaching the gospel is like a farmer sowing seed. Now, there are very few people, be they farmers or not, but who know something of the process by which seeds are planted and produce a harvest. If it's only a window box that you own, or a flower pot, you still follow the same principles as does the farmer in his many acres. The seed is planted, is introduced to the ground, and providing the soil is good soil, it will produce growth and a harvest. And the Lord Jesus Christ tells us that preaching the gospel is like sowing seed. The gospel preacher is like a farmer. He's like a sower of seed. That's made very plain for us by the Savior. He tells us, if you turn please to the verse 14, the sower soweth the word. God's word is seed. Aye, it's more than that. It's good seed. It's good seed. There's no corruption in it. It is seed that will only produce good. It is seed that will only produce a harvest that is wholesome, a benefit, and a blessing to all who partake of it. How awful it is for some to say that mankind has been blighted by the gospel. No such thing, my friend. No such thing. There is no good thing on the face of this earth known to mankind, but has sprung from the sowing of the good seed. It's living seed. It's living seed. It may not look like much. And have you never noticed how unattractive seeds are? Whether it's the little packet of flower seeds. Why, what insignificant little grains they are. Just like specks of dirt. Whether it's that or the bulb that you buy that will produce the beautiful flower. What an unwholesome looking thing it is. All scaly and scabby. And yet from it there comes the beauty of the flower or the wholesomeness of the vegetable. And so it is with the Word of God. Men may despise this old Bible. Men may laugh at it and sneer at it and count it old-fashioned, but I tell you this, from this blessed book, there springs up wholesomeness, life-changing holiness. Peter has a word to say to us on this matter. When he was writing his first epistle in the chapter 1, he tells us concerning the gospel, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Peter leaves us in no doubt as to the identity of the good seed. It is the word of God, and he calls it the living seed, the incorruptible seed that brings forth spiritual life. You see, that's how a person is converted. That's how they're born again. The word of God falls upon their heart and works a miracle. It brings forth, as the sowing of seed in the barren soil of a field can transform that field and make it an abundant basket of good things. So the sowing of God's word in the heart of a poor sinner will transform that individual gloriously. You will notice that the Savior makes clear that the hearers of the gospel come in four different categories. He talks about the different ground upon which the seed falls. Do you notice it? Stony ground, ground by the wayside, thorny ground, and good ground. You know, men and women, among those who hear the gospel, there are far more who make no use of the gospel than there are who do. The good ground, it was outnumbered 3-1. And you know, as I'm speaking here this morning on this radio program, there are many listening, and sad to say, they will make little use of the Word of God. They are as the wayside. The birds will come down and take away the seed. The devil will snatch it from their hearts. Or they are as the shallow ground, little real thought given to the Word of God, and it comes to nothing in their lives. Or the stony, or rather the thorny ground, where there are so many other things growing up in their heart that whatever interest they may give to the gospel is choked out very quickly by those other interests. I wonder, are you good ground? Are you good ground today? Will you welcome God's word into your heart? Will you accept the gospel? Will you humble yourself before the God of heaven? Bow before the authority of his word, yield your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, call on God for the cleansing of your sins. Oh, this is what it is to receive the seed. And when that happens, then there is brought forth a mighty harvest. May God bring forth a harvest of repentance and holiness in your life. God bless you. Well, you will tune in again, I hope. Goodbye for now.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53, 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53, 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.